Today's Mishnah is the eighth Mishnah of the third parak of Pirkei Avot. Rabbi Elazar Ish Bartota Omer Tain Lo Mishelo Shata V'Shalcha Shelo V'Chein B'David Hu Omer Kimcha Hakol U'Yadcha Natanu Lach. So translated says, Rabbi Elazar of Bartota said, "Give him what is his, for you and yours are his." This was also said by David HaMelech, "For all things come from you, and we have given you only what is yours." So the Tiferi Yisrael actually has a very interesting interpretation of the Mishnah, where he says, "Nira li delav dafka b'tzdaka mairi," right? That when we're talking about sort of using things that were given to us by God for holy purposes, we're not referring specifically to the issue of money and making sure that we use our money for tzedakah. El hachi kamar im choncha Hashem shuma ala or koach. Right, if God gave you any gift, kaosher, whether it's wealth, gvura, strength, chachma, wisdom, zikaron, memory, kol na'im, right, or even a nice voice, v'chadome, right, hikrivu la Hashem lehishtamesh bo bekodesh, right, that you should use all of your gifts that God gave you for holy purposes. So again, there's sort of two ways to imagine this Mishnah, right? One way is to think about the fact that you may have certain financial successes, and a person could think that they're ultimately his own success and sort of divorce God from the picture. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying that, you know, you have to give God basically what is effectively his, and that sort of translates as, you know, making sure you use that money for tzedakah, use it for holy purposes. But the Tiferet Yisrael has a much broader understanding here, which is basically that God gives you all different types of gifts, whether they be intellectual, whether they be physical, whether they be economic, whatever it is. But the larger point of the mission here is to ensure that whatever gift you have, it's always used for a holy purpose, right? You can imagine somebody is born an incredible athlete. You can imagine somebody is born an incredible mathematician. You can imagine that there are all these skills that a person may have simply by virtue of his birth. And we should sort of envision those as gifts from God to be used for the purposes of committing to a life of the holy. Looking forward to continuing tomorrow, next Mishnah.